When Woody Allen approached Julia Roberts and Goldie Hawn to be in Everyone Says I Love You, his 26th movie, he reportedly left out one crucial detail. The film, which opens today in Manhattan, is Allen's first musical, and virtually everyone in it sings. The stars were nervous, but critic Bob Mondello says they needn't have been.
When Holden looks into his girlfriend's eyes in the opening shot of Everyone Says I Love You, he hears a melody, and through the largesse of Woody Allen, so do we. As a young romantic on the streets of New York, Holden, who's played by Edward Norton, could recite a sonnet or go all moony-eyed the way Leonardo DiCaprio does in Romeo and Juliet. Instead, he does something a bit more retro. He croons a 30s tune called Just You, Just Me. Drew Barrymore croons right back, and before you can say Woody's lost his mind, everyone in New York is joining in, even the mannequins in a department store window. It's as if the glorious Gershwin melodies that powered the credit sequences in Allen's previous movies had seeped into every frame of Everyone Says I Love You, inspiring the characters to wax melodic. Whenever that is, they're not waxing neurotic.
You know, I'm going to kill myself. That's what I should go to Paris and jump off the Eiffel Tower. I'll be dead. You know, in fact, if I get the Concorde, I could be dead 3 hours earlier, which would be perfect.
That's Woody as Joe, a divorced dad who is forever complaining to ex-wife Goldie Hawn and her new husband Alan Alda about his romantic disasters. Joe does not jet off to Paris to kill himself. He jets off to Venice to commit romantic harry-carry by accidentally running into Julia Roberts while jogging.
Sorry. Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Jogging in Venice. Everything is so...
Labyrinthine.
It's labyrinthine.
Yes. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah, you're an American?
Yeah.
It's a great country, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
The mountains and the prairies.
America.
The oceans,
yeah.
You know, white with foam and everything.
Meanwhile, back in New York, Goldie is inviting criminals to tea, her daughters are creating teen havoc, and young Holden has managed to buy an engagement ring without being kicked in the head by high-stepping jewelry salesmen, only to have his girlfriend swallow the ring and get serenaded by hospital nurses with a rousing chorus of making whoopee.
He's washing dishes, he's so ambitious, even so.
When the singing is this terrific, it's usually being done by the chorus under the direction of orchestrator Dick Hyman. When it's less terrific, it's being done by folks who aren't really known as singers and can thus be forgiven. Alan Alda, who once starred in a Broadway musical called The Apple Tree, probably has the most trained voice in the cast and sounds about the way most of us sound to ourselves in the shower.
Looking at you while troubles are fleeing, I'm admiring the view.
Not great, but perfectly acceptable considering the giddy level of the material. Graciela Danielle has supplied goofy, casual dance steps that seem perfectly in sync with the singing. Alan has integrated everything with the sunny view of Manhattan that is his trademark, and you either go with the flow or you don't. I surrendered happily and was in seventh heaven by the time a ballroom's worth of Groucho Marxes was singing Hooray for Captain Spaulding in French. In most musicals, that would be the loopiest production number, but in Everyone Says I Love You, it's competing with singing ghosts in a funeral chapel and a romantic pas de deux on the banks of the River Seine that quite literally takes flight, which is just as it should be, since by that time, so has the movie. I'm Bob Mondello.